Daf. This is Daf Samach Ches. We're preparing for a major day today. Samach Josh has been practicing all night.
It's a good day also. I got a call this morning with my son, my grandson, and
he's saying,
I'd rather
live. That's great. Af Alam and Gizot Givon. Okay, so we're up to the two dots, one third way down on the Daf. Yesterday we learned that we are kuleya, the parts of the after taking out the eivorim, so the eivorim are left in the or, and we put the or, we braid the meat, the or around these carrying sticks. People carry it out to Beit HaSiva, and we had a machlokes, the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon. Tanakam says meima taimi tamim begadim mishi yetsu chutz l'chomat hazara. The moment they go out of the hazara, they're already metame, and Rabbi Shimon says no, they're only metame after they're actually burning. Mishi yatsita ur berubo. They have to be mostly burnt. So me'imatai, mostly on fire. Me'imatai metamim begadim. Tana Rabbana. Before we do this, let's take a little bit of time for a moment to take a look at the overall structure of this sugya. Otherwise, it'll be a bit complex. Lemaisa, we find that there are three cases where we have an inyan of going out in terms of sreifa. First of all, we have the Purim that are and the Seirim that are nisrafa and Yom Kippurim, which is what we've been talking about, and it's in that sugya that we learned that sreifotam yitamei begadav. That's what we've been discussing in our mission. Lemaisa, we have other cases where there is a mention of burning something with Kutzlamach. So we have the din of the, first of all, there's two parim that also require sreifa, which are back in the beginning of Vayikra, and that's the par, Ahelim Davar Shel Tzibur, and the par of the Kohen Mashiach. Actually, the order of the presentation of the Torah is the par Kohen Mashiach, and the par Ahelim Davar Shel Tzibur. We also have, of course, the Hotzah Sadeshin. By the Hotzah Sadeshin, the Torah says also, Hotzah Sadeshin al Mechutzlamachane. These things are all interrelated in many ways, because the place at which we're supposed to do the sreifa is bedavka makom hadeshen. So that means already we know that the sreifa shefach hadeshen, where we do the sreifa of the parim hanisrafim, is the same place where we have the chutz lamachana, which is the makom hadeshen. Furthermore, we know also that by the bar of the kohen gadol, by kohen mashiach, and the bar helam davar shel tzibur, it stresses there also michutz lamachana in each of them. Here it also says michutz lamachana yotzia michutz lamachana. The dinim of the tuma of the person who burns, actually that appears by Yom HaKippurim, by the Forim Seirim HaNisrafim, and we learn out from a comparison that the Torah makes, there's many comparisons between these three parim, par of the Kohen Mashiach, the par of Davar Shel Tzibur, and the par of Yom HaKippurim, which the Gemara learns out from Gezeirah Shavas, from actually the word chatas that appears in the book called chatas. So well, that will go through as we begin the search. But actually what we end up doing over here is we put together the mention of Mechutz LaMachaneh in the three cases, and we add them all together to determine where that Mechutz LaMachaneh is. Because since I could have derived the Mechutz LaMachaneh from one to the other, each one actually is a giloy on all of them. Now what it begins with over here, this Todah Rabbanan is taken from the Teras Kehanim, and it says like this. It says in our Pasuk here by Yom HaKippur. So we begin now with Parachatas, Vesirachatas, Yotziel Mechutz LaMachaneh, Vesarfu Be'esh, and so on and so on. It only mentions one Machaneh. So now asks the Brayta like, La'alan, Atanotin Lehem Shalosh Machaneh. It's very strange that back there, where we were talking about the Purim HaNisrofim of the Par Kohen Mashiach and of the Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur in the opening Sugya of the Chatos in Vayira, over there it says three Machaneh. So that the Yotzah for the Sreifa is Chutz L'Sholosh Machaneh. And over here, by Yom HaKippurim, it only says Yotziyami Chutz L'Machaneh, which means Mash, but the moment you go out of Machaneh, you leave the Azorah, boom, now you're already have to burn it. You don't burn it outside of Yerushalayim completely. So why is that? And we know that it cannot be literally that way, because we know that actually the Torah compares the two. In which case, it can't possibly mean literally that Mechutz L'Machaneh is where you burn it. Therefore, it must mean, Im kein lama nema Mechutz L'Machaneh, lomar lecha, kivan shiyatza chutz l'machaneh achat, mitami begadim. The din of Mechutz L'Machaneh is not that that's where you burn it, but rather that that's the point at which it's immediately mitame. That's why the Tanakam says, mi shiyetzu chutz l'chomata azara, already you're yotzi chutz l'machaneh. At that point, you have to already be metame begadim. You can't burn it until it gets to the shevach hadeshen. That I learned out of Chutz Misholosh Machaneh, as we'll see in a moment. So this is the what exactly does Rabbi Shimon do with this pasuk? That the Gemara will discuss at the end of the brayta. So kivan shiatzach chutz machaneh achat betamim begadim. Now we've taken for granted in this brayta that lahalana ata noten lam shalosh machanot. How do we know that? Where does it say shalosh machanot lahalan? Lahalan meaning actually above, before, in the opening sugya in Vayikra. V'hataminala. Where does it say when it comes to the par elam davash al zibur and the par kohen mashiach, which also the dam is brought inside and therefore it's burnt? How do we know that it means shalosh machanot? It's detan. The brayta over there in reference now to the par elam davash al zibur says v'hotzi et kol hapar. So now it's talking about that or hapar kol besaro, which we darshed yesterday. Avraham, your boat. V'hotzi et kol hapar el mifutz lamachaneh el makom tahor el shefach hadeshen. Is what it says over there. So what the brayta now asserts is that when it says those words el mifutz lamachaneh, it's referring to chutz l'shalosh machanot. Despite the fact that it only said chutz l'machaneh, asks the brayta immediately, ha, ata omer chutz l'shalosh machanot. So that's your assertion. I mean, you seem to be making this assertion out of whole cloth that it means when it says chutz l'machaneh, chutz l'shalosh machanot. Maybe it means exactly what it says. Oena ela chutz l'machaneh achat. I mean, why doesn't it mean chutz l'machaneh shchina? So in other words, the moment that you come into the machaneh levias, you should burn it already in the harabayit. Kishuomer, Parhaida. Now, you see, what was the need for saying, this was by the Parkoin Mashiach, what was the need by Parhaida, says, also says the Lashon, El Mikhutz Lamachaneh, El Mikhutz Lamachaneh, this is the second of the Parim Hanisrafi. So, and there too, it mentions Mikhutz Lamachaneh for no reason, there's no reason to say Beferusha Mikhutz Lamachaneh, Sharei Kvar Ne'emar, because the Torah has already defined the Par Elam Dover is meant to be burned, Ka'asher Sarapat HaParishon. In that very same pasuk, v'otzia tapar mechutz lamachane v'saraf oto kasher saraf tapar rishon. So I ask you, it would have just say v'saraf oto kasher saraf tapar rishon. So I already know that I have to take it mechutz lamachane, because by the par rishon, which is the par kohen mashiach, it already says on mechutz lamachane. What's the point of repeating in the very same pasuk that you've already told me to do the same thing that you did with that par? This, of course, is the most clear cut comparison. It's hekesh. The Torah is saying to do the par of dovshal tzibur precisely what you did to the par kohen mashiach. So what's the need to add to it? So obviously we now have two mechutz lamachane, one of which is unnecessary, and therefore one is megala on the other. The Torah is makish parka and mashiach to parel and davar shel tzibur and vice versa. So whatever appears in one is now megala on the other. Now, Kishu Omer, we have another mention of Mechutz Lamachaneh, where the Torah now continues to talk of, here we're talking about now the actual Hotza'at HaDeshen. So by the Hotza'at HaDeshen, it says once again the same Lashon. There it says, Upashatet Begadav, Lavash Begadav Aharim, Votziat HaDeshen al Mechutz Lamachaneh. Votziat HaDeshen al Mechutz Lamachaneh. I mean, I should hope so. She'ein Talmud Lamar, I certainly don't need to be told that, because I already know that the Deshen has got to be Mechutz Lamachaneh by very simply looking at the place where I need to burn the Parvasar of Yom HaKippurim. Because by the Parvasar of Yom HaKippurim, where it says, V'otzi et kol hapar el michutz lamachaneh, v'saraf oto el shefach hadeshen. So obviously, if I'm burning it michutz lamachaneh, el shefach hadeshen, do I need a pasuk to tell me that the shefach hadeshen is michutz lamachaneh? To give it, it's michutz lamachaneh. Because otherwise, how can I refer to the michutz lamachaneh by Parvasar of Yom HaKippurim as being the shefach hadeshen? Therefore, we have to say that when the Torah adds a michutz lamachaneh to el shefach Hadeshen, it must be coming to tell me that there is indeed another Mechutz Lamachaneh, which means Tein Lo Machaneh Shlishit. So now I know, not only is it insufficient to go out of the Azorah, and not only is it insufficient to go out of the Harabayim, I need to go out of Yerushalayim, because I need to leave all Shalosh Machaneh in order to be able to burn. So now I know that the Mokam HaSreifa, I know two things. A, I know that the Mokam HaSreifa is Chutz L'Shalosh Machaneh, because I don't need at all any of those extra Chutz L'Machaneh. Plus, Paralam Dovashal Tzibur is added to the Mechutz Lamachaneh to create three Mechutz Lamachaneh. There's no need, I furthermore, by recognizing that there's no need to identify the Mechutz Lamachaneh by the Purim and Seirim of Yom HaKippurim, since I know where I have to take it. As it says, Shefach HaDeshen, and it only says one Mechutz Lamachaneh. Why is it telling me only one Mechutz Lamachaneh? It's certainly not adding a fourth Lamachaneh. It doesn't exist. So that Mechutz Lamachaneh is telling me at what point it becomes Tameh. It becomes Tameh Mechutz Lamachaneh. So now I have two different inyonim. The Mokam HaSreifa is Chutz L'Shalosh Machaneh. Those who are being Oisek in the Holocha to the Mokam HaSreifa are Metame the moment that they leave Machaneh Achas. the walls of Yerushalayim. I mean, so the Mishnah explains the whole derech that you have to be mekadesh Yerushalayim or Banais.
The walls that we know today,
that's the question, whether the kedusha remains or doesn't remain. But that kedusha is a very specific kedusha that's done by bringing karbonis, walking the tzedek, fasting once around, and so on. But wherever it is, it's not our sugya. So now this seems to be awfully powerful. Where does Rabbi Shimon get the idea? Mishiyatzita urbu rubo. He argues on the Tanakhama and the Mishnah. What does he do with this whole limud on mechutz lamachan? Rabbi Shimon, I mechutz lamachan in my idle. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the words yotzio mechutz lamachaneh, which was a single chutz lamachaneh that appears by the par v'soyer shal yom hakipurim? I can explain that. Miboy look at Tanya. He uses it for a completely different purpose. Take a look at this bright. Rabbi Eliezer omer ne'amar kan mechutz lamachaneh ve'ne'amar lahalan mechutz lamachaneh. Note that it's fascinating because once again we have a comparison of the two sugyas of Parah Aduma and of Yom HaKippurim, which was the whole beginning of the Sabbath. Was that comparison? Well, so Kasher also, with the Kasher also, is the Maisa Parah. There too you need the Yeshivas Yomim beforehand. So here points out Rabbi Eliezer that the Lashon of Mi Chutz LaMachaneh appears in two places. So Mi Chutz LaMachaneh appears by Parah Aduma, Unetatem Ota El Elazar HaKohen Ve'otzi Ota El Mi Chutz LaMachaneh V'shachat Ota Lefanav. So the din of the Parah Aduma is Mi Chutz LaMachaneh. And the din of the Par of Yom HaKippurim, it also says Mi Chutz LaMachaneh. Mala Alan Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot Af Makan Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot Af Lalan Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot. So just like we've already shown that by the Yotzio Mechutz LaMachaneh is learnt out from the Pareda and the Par of the Kohen Mashiach that it has to mean Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot, so too it means Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot. So therefore I now know that the Parah Aduma is removed entirely from Yerushalayim. And now I know something in the other direction. And Ma'ala Alan Biz Mizrach Asher Yerushalayim. And just like it's a given that the Parah Aduma must be shechted in the east of Yerushalayim. Why? Because it says Beferush El Nochach Pnei Ohel Moed. So you have to be facing towards the opening of the Ohel Moed, which can only mean that you're on the eastern side, facing west. At no point until now did the Torah give us an indication where the Makom HaSreifa of the Purim and the Seirim and Nisrafim would be. But now, suddenly we recognize that same way that we learn out that Chutz L'Shalosh Machaneh is true by the Parah Aduma, we learn out from the Parah Aduma that the Mokam of that place, which should have been in any of the four directions, Chutz L'Shalosh Machaneh, is indeed the Mizrocha Shel Yerushalayim. Now, of course, this doesn't work out very well according to the Rabbana. It only works out according to Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon has the Mechutz L'Machaneh that appears by the power of Yom HaKippurim 3. Because he doesn't learn out from that Mechutz L'Machaneh, the din of Tumas Begodim immediately upon leaving the Azara. So therefore he says, it's Mufne, it's open, to learn from Parah Aduma, and it teaches us the thing. But according, and of course it's also taught this, it's taught the Mokam that it's at the east. According to the Rabbanan, we have no indication that the Mokam of the Srefa, of the Purim, is in the east. Because from the din of Mechutz L'Machaneh, they learn that it's a special halakha in Tumas Begodim. So in that case, Rabbanan, Eichas Ariflu. So according to Rabbanan, where was the place where we burnt the Purim and Seirim and Israel? They have no reason to say that it was towards the east, because they don't have now the Gzeira Shava to Parah Aduma. So where indeed was it? Kiditanya, Echan Nisrafin. Where did they burn it? Litzvonat Shel Yerushalayim. They burnt it towards the north of Yerushalayim. Why towards the north? Because after all, the dinim of Chatas is always Bitzafon. We've already seen where we have the Kohen Gadol stand, we have him practice, have him say, to remind him that all of the Aveda is going to be Bitzafon. So the Mokam Adeshen, also because it's a Chatas, so we're Makbet, that should be Bitzafon. They actually found Bitzafon Yerushalayim by right outside of Achomash Lishit, which would be Chutz L'Shalosh Machaneh, where the Bat Yungarin is, that area. They found immense pile of the ash underneath the ground. It could be that was the Mokam of the Deshets. What's the Shalosh Mar? Litzvayna Shal Yerushalayim. So it's Litzvayna Shal Yerushalayim, Chutz L'Shalosh Machaneh. Okay, so now from an analysis of five separate sukkahs, we finally put together everything. So we have the Purim of Yom HaKippurim and the Seirim of Yom HaKippurim. We have the Par El Dovah Shel Sibur. We have the Par of the Kohen Mashiach. We have the Din of Etzoras HaDeshen. And we have the Din of Parah Aduma, all of which make reference to a certain Chutz L'Machaneh. And from all of them together, we finally are Mavara these sukkahs. Where exactly the Mokam was, how far outside of Yerushalayim it was, and at what point you create the Tumas Begodim, that of those who are being Isaac in Israel. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, but it's not only a din in the place, it's also a din in Beit HaDeshen. A Beit HaDeshen Nisrafim You cannot just bring the Purim and Nisrafim out to a place in Tzfon Yerushalayim. You can only burn them in a place where you've already removed the deshen of the Mizbeach, because the Torah demands El Shefa Kadeshen. So that means that not that it's just a place outside of Shalosh Machaneis, but Dafka, a place where the leftovers of the Mizbeach HaKitzayim have been, so that the Sreifa of those things where the Dam was Nifas Lifnim, or the Dam was Nifas Lefaiva Lifnim, is burnt, actually ends up, its ash ends up in the same place that the Chataot, that are normal Chataot, Chataot Chitzonot, which are brought on the Mizbeach HaKitzayim, they end up in the same place, which is the Bokum of the Shefa Kadesh. It's fascinating. So there has to actually be an Indian of the Mizbeach HaKitzayim there in that place. Omar Rava, since Rabbi Yossi says, Abet HaDesh in Israfi, so the Mashma'ut is that the Tanakhama doesn't hold that you need the Shefa Kadesh, that it's only a matter of identification. Where is that place? The same place that you use for Deshen of the Mizbeach HaKitzayim. But if you haven't used it yet, and there's no ash there, it's certainly not an issue that I have to first take out the ash. So there must be this Amandi Omar who disagrees with Rabbi Yossi about this issue. Mantan, the Polygalay, the Rabbi Yossi. Who is that Tana that doesn't demand that the ash of the Mizbeach HaKitzayim should be in the Mokom HaDeshen before I do the Sreifa of the Purim and Nisrafim? That is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Why do I say that? The Tanya, El Shefech HaDeshen Yisarev. What is the meaning, says the Brayson? It must be to tell me that there has to be deshen there, which is essentially Rabbi Yossi Shita, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. That's a redarshaning that it's not, that it should be in that place. Well, what would be the point of Hashem? Or if that's what
is
it a yichud mokum or is it just a layer of ash here? Just that there has to be ash here? How can you say more clearly? I understand. What do you mean by dayak in Rashi? What am I missing? Sorek shiyakdem l'shem deshen amizbeah? That's why you want to read Rashi? Sorek, read the second line of Rashi. Abet hadesh. Okay, so then fine. That means that there needs to be in that place deshen. I understand what you... But it doesn't read that.
No,
it's exactly the same word that appears in the Rashi. Sorek shiyakdem l'shem deshen. You can think over here that it should be. It should be in the place which is that there was shiyahe l'shem deshen. Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, it doesn't mean that at all. It simply means all it means is shefech hadeshen, that the deshen that will be there, not that there has to be there deshen now, should be a place in which it pours out. So in other words, it's on an incline, and that it's nishpach. Otherwise, I would think it would be a flat surface. Comes along the Torah to call it the shefech hadeshen, not that there has to be deshen there, but that it's a place that deshen that will be there, will be on an incline and not pile up. That's all that it means. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says to Rav, I understand that that's a raya that Rebbe Eliezer disagrees. I mean, maybe he agrees. He's just saying that shefech, he's analyzing the word shefech, and you're analyzing the place that it needs to be already a mokum in which there's deshen there. How do I know that's a what? So because he says that the word shefech means on an incline, so therefore he's arguing on the basic enet that there needs to be deshen here. I don't see why that follows. How do I know that? Maybe the only makokas we have over here is dilma bimikomo meshupachu depleted. That's all that they're arguing in. Doesn't need to be meshupachu. Doesn't need to be meshupachu. You cannot bring a raya from here that Tanakama that appears to be arguing on Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Now let's take a look and see who exactly is included in the Tumas Begadol. It says Vahasoreif Otam Yichabes Begadol V'Rachatit Bitzaroba Mayim. And this, by the way, is the only place where we know the din of Tuma by Yom Kippurim. We learn out from Yom Kippurim the din of Tuma by the Mokom, by the other places, by the Parayim Gadol, by the Parayim Mashiach, by Parayim Davishal Sibor. So over here it uses the word Hasoreif Otam. So we can either be Medayik Hasoreif, and Hasoreif means Hasoreif Betam. It's only the one who does the actual Sreifa of the very thing itself that he is Betam. But let's say somebody who sets up the Sreif, he is Beitzita Ta'ur. He gets the fire going. Or somebody before him set up the wood so that the fire would be going properly. Not him. Lo HaMeitzita Ta'ur. Lo HaMesadera Tamaracha. Beizeu HaSoreif. What is the meaning of the word HaSoreif? The meaning of HaSoreif Otam is that he is actually Bishah, that the car is there. So Zeh HaMesayeya Bishah HaSreifam. That's somebody who is helping it actually burn. So there he's either he pokes at it, he moves it around, he adds to the fire, but the par is there at the time that he's doing it. That person will be Matamim. from the time of the garden. You might think, okay, so now, even as long as I continue to work on this fire, of which it was used to burn the bar, so I'll be matana begadim. Talmud omar otam. No, asreif otam. They still have to be the thing that they were, not that they're turned into ash. Otam matamim begadim. V'lo mishana asreif matamim begadim. Once it's already completely carbonized, it's all ash, then there's nothing left as matana begadim. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, omer. Why not put this together with the lashon of the pasuk that says v'otziyat par, and then v'asreif otam. So in other words, that means that the par needs to be recognizable apart. Par is mitame, but nitaka basar, once it's burnt up, and now the meat is carbonized, ain't no mitame. I mean, isn't that the same thing? No, it's a big difference. Might be naiv. Ike benayu de shavya charucha. If you've got a piece of carbonized meat, still not ash, it's completely blackened in it, but I still see it as basically otam. So otam, it's still called. A par, it's not called. So mamela, if I'm being medayik otam, I see the thing that I'm burning. If it's not burning, I'm still being oisik in asaref otam, I would be medayik otam. On the other hand, if it needs to be a par, what's shavya charucha? There's no real meat. Shavya charucha will not be matanis. That means a much earlier stage, I'm not going to be matanis begadim of it. I translate it as carbonized. In other words, it's completely, you know, any elements of basar have been combusted. You're left with a piece of hardened charcoal. Decomposed is not a good word, because decomposed would be mashma. It's like ash already. There's nothing left. Here, the tzura is there, but it's not, doesn't consist of protoplasm. It's simply garment.
You wouldn't be eating...
Right, you wouldn't be eating basar at all. Whatever you like.
Puts it on the...
Right, that's an act of sarif. Or he pokes at it. Or anybody. I mean, I can add more. Even if I add more wood afterwards, I would be a sarif. It's only the original guy who puts the wood. Somebody pokes at it with a fork to make it burn better. Turns it around. Yeah, anybody who would be helping it first. Misayeya. Somebody who helps. He doesn't have to be the only guy.
All the men at the
I'll repeat that in a moment.
It's
a new tumor. It's its own category. Sure. Same thing like by the Bor Adonai. It's its own new category. You were Isaac and then it's the time of the
Gunner. What about the Isha's out?
Obviously. It means it's even a tumor that is so much that it's the time of the Gunner scroll up, which is a higher level of tumor, right? The time of the Gunner. Yeah. Amru lo lakohen gadol. They would then come and tell the Kohen Gadol, oh, higia sayir la midbar. The sayir has arrived in the midbar. Why do they have to tell him this? Because since it says vishilach et sayir ba midbar, and only afterwards that they vet chela v'chatat and so on, mashma that it's actually part of the seder, not just the act of shiluah, but hamidbar. So if he doesn't know yet that the sayir has actually arrived, he can't begin the next stage of his avodah. So they have to be modiyah. In the midbar. Yeah. Minayin are you yodim? Shigia sayir la midbar. How did they know that the sayir was there? Dirchaot hayu osin. They made out. What was it called? No. What's the word? Why? No.
Liar.
All right. Whatever.
You called by the cell phone. Like.
But anyway, they had people standing. I just flipped out of my head. Oh, I was about to say it and it disappeared. That's not the word. Okay. So they had people that were standing along the way that stayed there the whole yontif, and they could lookouts, whatever. The lookout would be able to see the next guy on the next lookout. So they weren't necessarily along that road. It was a place where they would be able to see best, and they would wave a handkerchief at him. So once he got to the midbar, the last guy would wave the flag, and the guy up next, and so on, and then, until it finally got to the lookout in Yerushalayim. What do we got to go to all that trouble for? Because we know from Yerushalayim till Beit Chidudo, and Beit Chidudo is the beginning of the Midbar. So there's Shlosha Mili, basically a distance of 3 mil. So the Zikne Yerushalayim, we know they used to go with them up until the first Sukkah. The first Sukkah was 1 mil. So when they went to the first Sukkah, then they came back. By the time they came back, 2 mil had already passed. So we wait up. The time that it takes to be Hailech Mil, from the time that they returned, that's the shear anyway that we always use, our 18 minutes and so on, right? So Hailech Mil. And so now you know that it got there. You could assume that it got there. And based on that, you now begin the Avodah. Shein kedei mil. V'yodin shigia sayir lamidbar. Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Maisa, this lashon of Rabbi Yishmael Omer is taken out by the Gra, and in many of the old editions, the Mishnah doesn't appear. So it's really based on the Braita. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, v'alo siman achar hayalayim. Lashon shazuhurit, ayak ashok, pitcho shalichal. This, of course, is referring to the time, which you could rely on lashon shazuhurit. They still had it on the pitcho shalichal before they had moved it out to the midbar also. V'kishigia sayir lamidbar, ayak lashon malbin. The lashon would be malbin immediately when it got in the midbar. So when we used to be makasher it to the sayer, so themselves. Fine. So then already waited until the sir was sent. Because I tied it a minute before, so we will wait. But we see even there we had a chashash, maybe would turn white before you threw the sir. We had that problem yesterday, which is one of the reasons that we don't tie it only to the sela, we tie it to the actual horns. Okay. Before they would put the sir, the lashon shazuri on the sir itself, or on the sela, used to hang it in the base of English. We hang it in the base of English. As soon as I was mekayim the mitzvah, which is to bring the sir lamidbar, and that's the only thing that's necessary, because after it says v'shilach et ha-sayir ha-midbar, it immediately says, then you can go ahead, that chel ha-chatat yafir ha-midbar. That's what the Torah is marking. So then you can rely on that, said Rabbi Yishmael. Shenemar im yuchat ha-yichem kashanim kashel ha-gyalbi. So even if your sins are like a red, a shani, nonetheless, they will turn to white. And that was the remez to the Lashon Shazuri. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Said, yeah, that was at the end, after things got very bad, it was always no. Oh, at last, Barnea comes into his home. Where is the map?
Where is the map?
I didn't see it. You see it right away. Well, wait a moment. You show it. Here we are. So Rabbi Barnea will show us on the map, at least according to one sheet. According to one sheet in the Mishnah, which is one of three sheetahs of the archaeologists. Take your measuring rod.
This is usually.
Yeah, give him the ruler. Here's the ruler.
At the bottom.
Here's the ruler. Show us the scale, and then we'll.
The scale.
Which way north?
This is the scale. Can I help here? The scale is here. This is 10 kilometers. Right? So let's say just a little bit past the 100.
10 mil, you're saying?
10 mil might be a little bit. It's a little bit less than 10 mil, because the mil is a little bit longer than either. And also, I'm showing that the crow flies actually go up and down Wadi, so it takes more time to get there. So look over here. At this point, that was exactly in Harabayas, and the 12 here is on Harmon Tor, which is yesterday. Right?
And describe the place.
Going over Harazazin, east to this hill.
Describe the hill.
Oh, jagged. The hill's great.
It's a hill's a place of Barnea's neighborhood.
Yes, the hill's a lot. Yes, I'm just trying to think of what 3 is. 3 would be about to here, which is past Abu Dhabi.
Why do we want to know where 3 is? You're trying to figure out what that would mean, but you don't have any information.
But just look, 3 mil takes me past these 2 Yishuvim, and I'm out over here, so it is more difficult. I have to see how it translates to the ground. The hill is a very steep incline, and you can just see how the animal would go and bounce down and be shattered before you reach bottom.
You're telling me you never tried it.
That would be nice. As opposed to a picture in at least one.
No animals were hurt in the presentation.
As opposed to a picture I saw in at least one of the Mishnayos where they push it off and it's just watching it falling straight down.
No, that's impossible.
Right.
It's an extremely long
and steep incline. It's a frightening incline. You're staggering literally.
No, it's halfway down. It was going to have to hit the ground.
And you're overlooking where the Yarding is, the Yom HaMelech, the Yarding of Bow,
the Bow. Right.
Betsy Lazarovich.
For me, the air. You can't even until it gets above.
I just mentioned Chaim Miganiel Lashon told me it's a three-way machlokas for shilavis, but I don't know what the other teachings are. This one,
Ben thank you, says you
take your compass. This is the one to fit.
You have a picture of both on the side.
Although no animals were injured in the presentation of this movie, you'll notice that some of Barnea's children haven't been seen. Okay, Saba Josh, we're on. Are we?
No,
oh, I'm sorry. Zaktei look at Gemara. Okay. Omer Abaye. Shema mina Beit Chidudo b'midbar kaimei. So first of all, this teaches us that we consider Beit Chidudo as the beginning of the midbar. V'akamash malam, because of Rabbi Yudah, even she'igia sa'ir l'midbar na'aseh b'tzvato. Since now Rabbi Yudah takes for granted that all you need to have is coming to Beit Chidudo. You don't need to get all the way to the Eretz Gezerah. So it's clear that he's telling us that once the sa'ir got to the beginning of the midbar, that's already na'aseh b'tzvato. The Kohen Gadol can now begin to do what he does in the next Mishnah, but wait, not all agree to that. What I just said. Rashi and the Rambam indeed learn the sugya like this. The Kohen Gadol sits and does nothing until he gets a message that the Sawyer has reached the midbar. But others,
they're really nothing. Or
no, I'm sure he found, but maybe the tshuva was Yom Kippur. others learn. Some of the other Rishonim learn that only the only thing that we need to know that it went to the midbar is as it says in the pasuk. think it's off that. The actual bringing the chatos. Right? So that's what I have to tell him, because it says Techela v'chatat yakira mizbeira. What is that? Techela v'chatat yakira mizbeira. But anything else, why would he have to wait for anything else? The next piece, that is the Seder Hayom, is that the Kohen Gadol is going to be coming to read from Achrimos and from Emor, and he's going to be basically saying over the lane. So that also has to wait. Dinah's Rabbeinu Yonatan, other Rishonim, that didn't have to wait until the Seder was sent. So actually what happened is that the coming words in the opening of the Berak was done before the Mishnah, the previous Mishnah, but that the Omer Lo Kohen Gadol is the Seder HaAveda. So when it comes to the Seder HaAveda, then the next thing he's going to do, he's going to come to the Chatas. That he had to wait. What did he do meanwhile? Begins the next Berak, Balo. However, as I say, Rashi and the Rambam don't learn that way, and certainly the normative approach to the Seder HaYom is that he waits, and only then do we begin the next Berak, where he comes and he reads. Once again, before we begin, once again, we have another comparison over here to Shmini B'Miluim. Where do we get the idea B'chlau, that there's an Indian that the Kohen Gadol should be reading? That we get, because in Shmini B'Miluim, remember back in the beginning of the Masechet. Minayin Shafilu Mikra Parsha Ma'ake. What's the Mikra Parsha? That was the story in which it says, Moshe Rabbeinu Vayakel, he gathers everybody together, and he says to them, Zeh Hadavar Asher Tzivah Hashem. See, he reads the Parsha of the Chiyuv of the Miluim before, so too on Yom HaKippurim does the Kohen Gadol take the place there of Moshe, who that day was the Kohen Gadol until handing over to Aaron the reins, and he reads the same way that Moshe reads. It's another wonderful continuation of the Inyanim of the Miluim. Okay, we're finally ready. Hadron Alach Shnei Seirei Balo Kohen Gadol Likrot. So now the Kohen Gadol comes in to read the Parsha of the Avedas Hayom, which, I mean, obviously here it's Achrimos, the Miluim, it was Zadav Asher Tziv Hashem. Im Ratzah Likrot B'Bigdei Butz Korei, if he wants to continue reading in the Bigdei Kohuna that he was wearing until now, he hasn't yet changed, he certainly is allowed to. And this, of course, raises the question about whether you can use the Bigdei Kohuna for doing something which is not directly an Aveda. This is certainly not an Aveda, and yet he continues to wear the Begadim. Is that maybe a problem of Me'ila? This is a question. We'll see in the Gemara. The Inlav, and if he doesn't want to read Bedavka in the Bigdei Kohuna, Korei Be'itztelit Lavan Mishalo. He can put on a beautiful white coat, which is made, we'll see there was a lot of competition for the beautiful clothing on Yom Kippur, excuse me, between the Kohanim Gedolim and their families. Chazan HaKneset, Notel Sefer Torah. Now, there was a Beit HaKneset outside of the Azara. The reason, why was it outside of the Azara? Because it's most, it isn't clear really why was it, what would be wrong to have it in the Azara. But some suggest, anyway, that the reason it was outside the Azara is because in the Azara you can't sit down. Oh, sure. In the Azara you can't sit down. So to have a Beit HaKneset where everybody has to stand all the time is an extreme tirchut. So they put the Beit HaKneset outside of the Azara. A lot of people to sit. In any event, there was a Chazan HaKneset in this Beit HaKneset. What is a Chazan HaKneset? It has nothing to do with singing. A Chazan HaKneset comes from the word HaChoze. HaChoze Miluibuim. It was a Chose. What is a Chose? The guy who sees what needs to be done. He's the Shamash. He's the overseer. So what we call today the Shamash used to be called the Chazan. What we call today the Gabai used to be called the Rosh HaKneset. The person who decides who gets the Aliyah is on the president. That's an Amarkal.
More like the vice president. It's kind of an idiot job.
So the Chazan HaKneset would take the Sefer Torah from the Beit HaKneset, and he would hand it over to the Rosh HaKneset, so the Gabbai. The Rosh HaKneset would hand it to the Sigan, who was the one who was going to take over if anything had happened, Kastro de Gongolo. Hasigan not know the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is Omeid. Omeid. That means until now he's been sitting, so we see obviously he was no longer in the Azara, because if he was in the Azara, he wouldn't be allowed to sit. Omeid, Umekabel, he accepts the Sefer, Vikorei Acharemot. He reads now Parshas Acharemot, and he continues to read Emor, Ach Be'asor. How does he get to Emor from Acharemot? Well, remember that in those days they had a Meturgaman. So while the Meturgaman was translating the Tzukim, the last Pasuk, he would quickly roll it, because it's only a couple of rolls to get to Emor. So he'd roll it to Emor. So then he would be read Ach Be'asor, but then he would do Galila. He would roll up the Sefer Torah, and he would not read the Maftir, what we would call the Maftir from Pinchas, because it would take too long to be Galil from Emor to Pinchas. And that's a Tirchat Tzibura. And in those days, they actually used to care about such things. So they would not keep the Tzibur waiting while we rolled the Sefer Torah. So he would instead beguile the Sefer Torah up, in other words, Umenecho Becheko. He would then hold it now against his chest. And he would make an announcement, because he was about to read Baal Peh. And so he was afraid people would think that maybe that what I'm about to say isn't included in the Sefer Torah. And sort of a Kabbalah that we have, or maybe the Sefer Torah is Chaser. Maybe it's also a Sefer Torah. So he would say, Yoter mi ma shekarati l'tzechem katuva. Look, I just read from the Sefer. There's a lot more here, you know? But the rest I'm going to say about it. To be be'asor shebechumash ha'pkudim. So then the parsh of the maftir be'asor, which is in Bamidbar, korea peh. And then mevorech aleha shemone brachot. He then makes eight separate brachot on his kriya. He makes the bracha ala Torah. In other words, he says the regular bracha that you say finishing the kriya satera. Some of the rishonim say he also said the bracha of asher bachar banu before. It doesn't mean that it's not called one bracha before and half brachas of the laning. So in other words, there was the regular bracha on the laning, and then he added a bracha on the avoda, so that he would be mispalo, which is what we say in ritzei. But he would end, obviously, not hamachazir shkinatot tzion, but would end with shot chalavatcha. What we say, shot chalavatcha b'yiranavod. Okay, others learn some indications in Yerushalmi about the nature of these brachas. Others learn that it's the bracha on the avoda is hamekabel avodas hamo yisrael bracha. But okay, Rashi brings it to shot chalavatcha b'yiranavod. Then he would make a bracha on the hoda'a, which is basically what we say as modin, going all the way to the bracha of tov lodot, and then al mechilat avon, which is basically the bracha that we say in the avodas yom kippur. We say bechol avonoteinu bi'al makipurim atzeh, and so on and so forth. Melech mochel v'sovech avonoteinu bechol dor v'dor, and so on, and closing with mochel v'sovech avonas amo yisrael. And then he would make another bracha al hamigdash b'fnei atzmo. So that would be a tefila for the migdash, and it would end baruch shebachar b'migdash. Or others learn that's a Rashi burns. Others learn shochein b'tzion al Yisrael b'fnei atzmo. Others have the gears of first alakohanim b'fnei atzmo, so that there would be habocher, and of course it would, all of these would have first a tefila that Hakadosh Baruch Hu should care for them. Baruch shebachar b'zaro shel Aaron, baruch habocher b'Yisrael al Yerushalayim b'fnei atzmo, the brachas that we say in Yerushalayim, and then al shara tefila, which is the brachas basically of shomea tefila, except as we'll see in the Gemara they had a special tchina tefila and so on, which was said on Yom Kippur. Haroeh kohen gadol kishu korei eino roeh parvus sa'ir anisrofi. It would be impossible to be onlooker to both of these services. If you were there for the Kriya, you did not see the Parvasari that were being burned. Not that there's any Isser, there's just a logistical impossibility. There was a long way between the Beit HaDeshen and getting back to the Beit HaMikdash. And it would take a while to finish the Sreifa. We would do both of them at the same time. In which case, how could you see both? Now, says the Gemara, it says if you wanted to, we could wear just this white coat, right? Bishalom. So obviously, the Kriya cannot be an Aveda. But the reason we need to know this, according to Rashi and the Rambam, works in beautifully. Because we're saying that the Kohen Gadol has to know that the Sayer got to the Midbar before he could do the Kriya. Why? All it says is Vechela Vechatat. Doesn't say the Kriya. So it must be because we hold that a preparation, something that's a Hachana or a Hechsher for the Aveda, is considered to be an Aveda. It's similar. I need to say this to you in order to now go ahead and do it. So therefore, it's similar to the actual etchela v'chatat. So if that's the case, I would have thought that it has been an aveda. But if I know that I don't have to wear a big kahuna, obviously can't really be an aveda. So then if that's the case, when the Mishnah says imrat salik rot b'big day boots korei, if he wants to be wearing his big day lava, he can. So that means it's optional. So apparently, you have a right to optionally wear the kahuna, the kohen gadol's begadim, the big day kahuna, not when you're doing avoda, which seems to prove an issue that was a great contention. Shmat mina big day kuna nitnana nafim. You see over here that you're allowed to be nana from big day kuna.
You're allowed what?
To use for non necessary purposes the big day kuna. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. I mean, it could be diomar shiny kriya the tzorach avoda. Maybe the very fact that it's a tzorach avoda means you can use big day kuna both for avoda and for tzorach avoda. That doesn't necessarily mean that you could use it optionally in the sense of not doing anything for the avoda. I just feel like lounging around in my beautiful big day kuna. Maybe that you can't do. So you can't, exactly. Maybe that you cannot do. Toshma, let's see if we can bring a raya from the following. It says, Lo ayu. Why am I referring to this? Because we have a standing question. We've spoken about this issue elsewhere. Do you have a right to be nenef of the Bigdei Kuhuna, or are they only given to you b'shas avoy? Toshma, so try to bring a riot from the following. It says, lo, ayu yeshenim b'bigdei kodesh, that the Kohanim would not sleep, the Seder of the of Tomi, it says over there, they wouldn't sleep in their Bigdei Kuhuna, which is mashma. Okay, they wouldn't sleep in their Bigdei Kuhuna, because if during sleep, already that's done, that's, I mean, you can't sleep with your tefillin on, you can't sleep with the Bigdei Kuhuna on. So sheinu udalo, ha-mechel achle, that doesn't mean you can't eat them. So what if you want to eat? Mashma would be allowed to eat them. Yeah, but eating them, Gilmish and Yachila Tzarech HaBayim, to be eating his ultimate Tzarech HaBayim, same way the Kriya is. After all, Kiritanya V'yachlu Otam Asher Kupar Behem. What's the connection between the Achila and the Asher Kupar Behem? Melamed Shakohanim Ochlim U'Balim Et Chaprim. This tells us that the Achilat HaKohanim was part of the Eitan HaSamakev, obviously, but it's part of the actual Seder HaKaporah. So it's called Tzarech HaBayim. Okay, fine, I'll make another deal, okay? Sheinahu D'Lot. They couldn't sleep in the Big Dekuna, but they could walk around in the Big Dekuna. Why does it say only they couldn't sleep in it? So apparently you're lying. You don't have to take off your Big Dekuna the moment you're finished doing that later. Not necessarily. Bedinu diluchi namilo. Actually, the Mishnah in Tamid could have said the Kohanim would not even walk to their place wearing the Big Dekuna. Didn't have to say they didn't sleep. Why did they didn't sleep? But safe it's trichale. Look, the continuation of the Mishnah says they didn't sleep in the Big Dekuna, but poshtinu bekaplin, they would take off the Big Dekuna and fold them. Umenichin tachat roshehem, and they would place it under their heads. And we'll see later on, so that it doesn't necessarily mean literally under their heads, because then if you're right, you could have a hanof from them. Okay, that we'll talk about tomorrow. But in any event, if I'm trying to contrast what happens as they're going to sleep. So the way I put it is, look, they wouldn't sleep in them. They would put it under their heads. What am I going to say? They wouldn't eat in them. They wouldn't walk in them. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about going to sleep. I'm saying, even though you can't sleep in the Big Dekuna, but they would keep the Big Dekuna by their beds or under their heads. But it's not necessarily a basis for a deity of saying, okay, they didn't sleep, but they were allowed to do other things. Not necessarily. Well, not paisley pajamas. That was definitely not.
Were they allowed to wear anything else besides?
Yeah, the mokum of sleeping wasn't in the mokum of Kiddush, obviously. You can't sleep, you're not allowed even to sit. Good, very interesting. Tanurabana. Mimatayim etamim begodim. Tanurabana yotziyo mikutza machaneh v'sorfo. So why is this? Lahalan atanotein lem shalosh machanot. V'kan atanotein lem machana achat. Im kein lomane amar mikutza machaneh. So that's the shita of the Tanakhama. V'hata minalan, how do we know by the par koin Mashiach and by the par l'mtavash of Tzibur that it's v'hata chutz l'shalosh machanes? The Tanya, v'otzi et kol par chutz l'shalosh machanes. You say chutz l'shalosh machanes, maybe means v'otzi el mechutz l'machane achat. Ah, kishomer but the par l'mtavash of Tzibur el mechutz l'machanes. Which of course is unnecessary. Shakvar nema v'sarafato kasher sarafat parishon. Umata v'lomar mechutz l'machane liten lo machana shniya. Kishomer mechutz l'machane yet a third time by the din of the deshen of otzat adeshen she'im talmud lomar. I already know that the shefak adeshen is mechutz l'machane. That I know from the parim of Yom Kippur. Shakvar nema al shefak adeshen. That must be ten lo yet a machane shlishit. So what's the point of the machane achat to be metame begodim? For Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't learn it's metame begodim, haimi chutz l'machane mayovidle, mi boile l'viki detanya, Rabbi Eliezer omer, nemar kai mi chutz l'machane v'nemar lahalan mi chutz l'machane by the paraduma, which is now the fifth occurrence of mi chutz l'machane. Ma kan chutz l'shalosh machanot, af lahalan chutz l'shalosh machanot. Uma lahalan b'mizracha shal Yerushalayim, af kan b'mizracha shal Yerushalayim. But of course, the Rabbanan who learned that Mechutz L'Machaneh is coming to tell me the din of Tumas begodim immediately upon leaving the Azora, and they don't learn this now Gezer Shava of Mechutz L'Machaneh. Hei Chasariflu, according to them, where was the Mokam HaSreifa? Yedetanya, Hei Chasarifim, Litzvon Asher Yerushalayim. And of course, Chutz L'Shalosh Machaneh. Rabbi Yossi Omer, but it needs to be on a Beit HaDeshen. Omar Rabba Mantana the Polygalid Rabbi Yossi and holds it doesn't need to have Deshen. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakovi, the Tanya Shefach HaDeshen Yisarev, means Shielish of Deshen. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, just means Shiel Mekomo Meshupach. Omar Le Abaye, Vedilma Vimekomo Meshupach, and that's all who they're pleading. Tan Rabbana, Vasarev, that means only an actual Sarev is Matame Begadim. Not someone who previously is Matsita Ta'or, or Misadera Ta'ma'araka. And what do I mean, Sarev? This is someone who's Misayea Mamish Bishat Sarefav, the Basar itself. Yochol Ap Bishanasu Efer, it's also Matame Begadim. So, Tamud Lomar, Otam. Otam Matamim Begadim, while they are still themselves. The Lomi Shanasu Ephraim Metame Begadim. Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hapar Metame But nitach abasar eno metame begadi. Mai beinayu, ike beinayu de shavya harucha. Omru lo lo kohen gadol, higia sa'ir lamidbar, minayin ha'yu yodim, shigia sa'ir lamidbar, dirkaot ha'yu osin, umenifin besudarim, v'yodim, shigia sa'ir lamidbar. Om Rabbi Yehuda v'alo siman gadol ha'yalem, Mirushalayim v'ad beit chidud, was a total of 3 mil. We know the Yekirei of Yerushalayim were ochen mil, we know there were chozer mil, so then we add, sure, in kidei mil, and then we know, yodim, shigia sa'ir lamidbar. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Siman Gadol Acher Haya Lehem, Lashon Shel Zohorit Haya Kashur Al Pitcho Shel Eichal, Ukishehigi Aser Lamidbar Haya Lashon Malbin, Shenemar Im Yehu Chatoechem Kashanim, Kasheleg Yalbinu. Omer Abaye Shma Min Beit Chidudo Bamidbar Kaimi, Vakamash Volande Kesev Rabbi Yehuda Kivan Shehigi Aser Lamidbar, that is sufficient, it's called Nasek Mitzvato, and the Kohen Gadol can get on with his work. Bolo Kohen Gadol Likrot Im Ratzah Likrot Bibigdei Botz Koreh Im Lav Koreh Bitzitov An Mishloch Azan HaKnesset Dota Sefer Tota Rosh HaKnesset Rosh HaKnesset Dota Neskan Neskan Noto Likohen Gadol Kohen Gadol Omeid Umekabel Vekoreh Akrei Mod V'yach Basor Then Golel HaSefer Tora Menicho Bechegol V'omer Yoter V'ma Shekarati Lefechem Katufka. And then Be'asor, which is in Parshas Pinchas, B'chumash HaPkudim, Korei Al Peh, and then Mevorech Ola Shmona Brochot, Al HaTorah, Al HaVodah, Al HaVodah, Al Mechilat HaAvon, Al HaMegdash B'fnei Atzmo, Al Yerushalayim B'fnei Atzma, Al Kohanim B'fnei Atzma, Al Yisrael B'fnei Atzma, V'al Shar HaTfilah. HaRoeh Kohen Gadol, Keshu Korei, Eino Roeh Par B'Sayir HaNisrafim, והרואה פעם בסדר נזרפים, אינו רואה כהן גדול כשקורא. לא מפני שאין רשאי, אלא שהייתה דרך רחוקה, ומלאכת שניהם שווה כאחד. Now, מדיקטרים הצטלית לבן משלו, בכלל בקריאה לב עבודאי, נמלס קטנים רצה לקרות בבגדי בוץ, קורא, apparently שמאמינה, בגדי כונה ניתנו להנות בהם. Not necessarily. Dilma shiny kriya, the tzurek abadahi, the boyla. Big day kona nitna na not meam, o lo nitna na not meam. Toshma lo yu yeshenim be big day kodesh. Mash bashina u de lo ab. But ha mechel achle. Okay, maybe yafile nizosa ko tzurek abadahi. Kiritanya be ochlo otam ashe kupar beam. Melamit shakonim ochlim abadim mit chafrim. All right, I'll make another deal. Shenu u de lo. Ha yiluchay mahalche. No, maybe not. The reason it says Shena is in order to introduce the Sefer. Sefer Tzrichale. That even though they didn't sleep in them, Poshtin, Umekaplin, Umenichin, Tachat Roshehem.